It is morning in the home of George Kingfish Stevens. The Kingfish is reclined on the couch reading the newspaper while his wife Sapphire is busy cleaning some old papers out of the desk drawer. She comes across a faded-looking document which makes her stop and smile reminiscently.
George, just look what I found here in the desk drawer with these old papers. Our marriage license.
We still got the evidence of the crime, huh?
What'd you say?
Nothing. I just mumbling here, reading something in the paper.
And look here, George. Remember how we wanted to go by automobile on our honeymoon? Well, right under the marriage license is your first driver's license.
I wish the marriage license was like the driver's license.
What you mean?
Well, at least that one has got an expiration date on it.
George! You're always making cracks about our marriage. If you're so dissatisfied, how come you married me in the first place?
Well, there's two reasons. I was young and repulsive. That is the first reason. And just look on the driver's license there. You'll see how young I was.
Yes, it do say on here that you was only 19. That could be a reason for marrying me. Look here, George. The license also says needs glasses.
That's the second reason. That's what I mean.
Well, let me tell you something. You ain't been no prize package to be married to neither, George Stevens. You ain't never amounted to nothing in the business world, and you never will.
Is that so? I've made plenty of smart deals.
Yeah? Well, just look what I found in this drawer. Here's an example of one of your smart deals. It's a deed for some property you paid $100 for 5 years ago, and it ain't worth nothing now.
Oh, I remember that property. I bought that lot up in the Adirondack Mountains there because I thought a hotel was going to build right next door to me. Then the hotel turned around and built 2 miles away.
Well, admit it, George. You don't know nothing about nothing.
Who don't? You see this head here of mine, right here? There's plenty of ideas growing in this head.
Well, if what's growing on top is any sign of what's growing inside, it must be...
That's so. I'll show you who's the businessman. I'll unload that broke-down lot with that shack on it at 3 times the price I paid for it.
Well, you ought to get rid of it and see that you do. Here I am working myself to death to support this family. Remember, I only got 2 small hands.
Yeah, but you got something that compensates for it, honey. You got the biggest mouth in town. Well, hello there, Gabby. Come in.
Oh, good to see you, Kingfish. What's new? What's new?
Oh, I'm just sitting here figuring the way that I can sell Andy a lot that I owns with a broke-down shack on it.
I don't think you're going to be able to sell it to Andy, Kingfish. I just talking to him. He got $250 he's going to spend on a camping and hunting trip up in Maine.
Boy, going on a hunting trip, huh?
Yeah, and hunting's very dangerous, too. Andy better take a lot of precautions, a lot of precautions. I know a friend of mine took his mother-in-law on a deer hunting trip last year, and just so the hunters wouldn't make no mistake, he had a special hat made just for her.
Oh, one of them red hats that you can see from far off, huh?
No, this was a brown felt model with a pair of antlers on top.
Gabby, you say that Andy wants to go hunting, huh? You know, I could tell him that I was a forest ranger and maybe undiscourage him from going on the hunting trip. Then later on, maybe I could figure out a way to sell him the lot up in the mountains there.
You know, I like the mountains very much, Kingfish. In fact, last summer I took my most beautiful girlfriend and hiked up to the top of Echo Mountain just to listen to the echo.
Oh, that Echo Mountain is something already.
Ain't it though? It sure is. It was wonderful. I stood up on top and I yelled, "Hello there!" And Echo said, "Hello there!" Then I yelled, "I have a beautiful girl!" And sure enough, clear as a bell, the Echo said right back, "I have a beautiful girl!" Then I thought I'd try a real long sentence on Echo. I said, "I'm all alone with my gal, and there's nobody around for miles."
And Echo come right back, huh?
Yeah, it said, "Lovely, lovely."
Well, I guess I looked the part of a forest ranger here. Here come Andy now. Come in, Brother Andy.
Well, hi, Kingfish. Hey, wait a minute. What is you doing all dressed up in khaki there with that hatchet and fire extinguisher just strapped on your back?
Oh, I didn't think you'd notice that, Andy. But now that you did, this happens to be my equipment when I goes into action this summer as a United States Forest Ranger.
How'd you get to be a Forest Ranger?
Had some influential friends that was Rangers, and they put in a good word for me. Like the head of the Texas Rangers, Nelson Eddy, people like that, you know.
Say, you know something? You being a Forest Ranger sure is a coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it so happens that I was planning a camping trip up in the Maine woods.
You don't mean to tell me.
Sure. Maybe you can revise me what to take there with me.
Well, you just take the necessary stuff that all the campers take on these pleasure trips. Poison ivy lotion, iodine for bear scratches, snake bite serum, and a bucket of water in case you get trapped in a forest fire.
Yeah, that's just in case you're going on a pleasure trip, huh?
Then, of course, you're taking along a sleeping bag. You've got to have that.
A sleeping bag? What is that?
Well, that's a big bag that you crawls into at night, and then you reaches out and you pulls the whole thing closed with a zipper. That locks you safe inside the bag away from the rain and the wild animals.
Yeah, well, if I was locked in the bag from the outside, how do I unzip myself when I want to get up in the morning?
That's one of the things that keeps these bags from being popular. Why, the Maine woods is full of bags that's been kicking and screaming since last summer. You know?
Well, listen, Kingfish, can I just sleep in a tent with a gun to protect me from the wild animals?
Well, the game warden won't let you take no gun with you, and it's against the law.
Yeah, but suppose I meets up with a ferocious bear. Ain't I allowed to shoot him?
No, no, the game preserve rules don't allow no shooting of bears this season. You gotta wrestle him with your bare hands.
Yeah, but them bears is bigger than I is. Can't I protect myself with a rifle?
And the bears is government property. Taking a shot at one of them is like knocking a leg off President Truman's piano. You goes right to jail, I'm telling you.
Yeah, well, it seems to me they ought to do something to the bear for attacking me, Kingfish. After all, as a citizen, I have government property, too.
And under the present law, the only thing about a citizen is government property is his income.
Well, how about fishing up there?
No fishing, Andy. Fish all going up the river to spawn, Daddy. Go up there now and then.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe I'll just take a short trip up to the woods and look at the scenery.
Well, that's a good idea, Andy. This is the most beautiful time of the year up there. The bears is running around hibernating at each other. The wildcats is filling the air with their mating calls. And the picturesque rattlesnake is shedding their rattles for the summer.
Yeah. Well, look, if them rattlers is losing their rattles, how do they notify you that they're about to strike?
Well, they don't send over John L. Lewis with no note, I can tell you that.
You know, Kingfish, I think I'll call off this camping trip. I had the wrong idea about that kind of life. I don't know what to do about my vacation now.
Well, then, the forest ranger, I gets around a good deal. Let me look around for you. Maybe I can find something that you'd really enjoy. Maybe up in the rustic Adirondack.
Yeah, well, that'd be better, I guess. This hunting stuff is dangerous.
Oh, I'll say it's dangerous. You remember old William that used to belong to the lodge? I had experience with him hunting one.
Yeah, what was that?
Well,
me and Brother Bill went hunting
up in the woods in Maine.
Now, the reason why we went up there was to try and get some game.
Me and Brother Bill kept a-hunting till way in the middle of the night.
When we shot at something we thought was a bear, but the doggone thing turned white.
Yeah!
I dropped my gun.
He dropped his gun.
Way I run. Brother Bill said, boy, what's the matter with you? Had he known like me, he'd run some too. I run so fast, I say,
till I couldn't catch him all day.
Way I run across the field. They couldn't catch me with an automobile.
No, they couldn't catch him with an automobile.
Now, Brother Bill got excited, and he took a pot shot at me.
But the bullet went whizzing by his head. Wow! Break a chain off a tree.
Boy, I started in shuffling, my feet most struck the ground. I said, look, feet, don't fail me now, for I'm
Alabama bound.
Going home, all alone,
all alone.
The Bill said, boy, what's the matter with you?
And he don't like me, he'd run some, do I run?
So fast to say,
until he couldn't catch me all day.
I run across the field.
They couldn't catch me
with an automobile.
They couldn't catch me
with an automobile.
They couldn't catch me with an automobile.
You know, right now is the time when women get out their last year's cottons and start making the place look summery again. And say, if you want to make those old curtains, slip covers, and ginghams look even whiter and brighter than the newest things you have, you do this. Wash them in New Rinso with Solium. You'll find that New Rinso can do this amazing thing. It'll get washable colors even brighter than brand new, and plain white things whiter than new. The Rinso you get today, you see, contains the new scientific sunlight ingredient, Solium. And only new Rinso contains Solium. My wife says, John, you be sure to tell women to wash last year's cottons with Rinso. That Rinso with Solium puts sunshine in your wash. Even a Rinso wash that's dried indoors positively radiates brilliance. Rinso is safe for clothes and easy on your hands. Use new Rinso. You'll be mighty glad you did.
Andy, how's your plans coming along for that camping trip you're taking this summer, sir?
Oh, I call that off, Amos. You see, I done found out the government made a rule up there that during the bear season you got to wrestle a game warden.
Look like the dog days of August done hit you in May here, ain't it, son?
No, no, Amos. You ain't allowed to shoot a bear because most of them has gone up the river to spawn.
They are, huh?
Yeah, anyway, there ain't nobody going up that way this summer. President Truman was going up, but he fell off the piano and broke his leg.
Well, I hope you find some place to go on your vacation. And by the way, Ruby asked me to invite you over to the house for supper Thursday night. That's day after tomorrow.
Oh, that's great, Amos. I'll be there. Fine. I'll forget about going to the mountains this summer. Maybe I'll just go up to the Adirondacks. I don't know.
Well, Shorty, how is you?
Well, I don't feel so good. I got trouble with my... I got to go to the hospital. Virus. I'm suffering. I feel fine.
Well, Shorty, I trying to sell Andy an old broke-down cabin that I owns up in the Adirondacks, but I don't know how to go about it.
I remember once you told me that you had a lot up there with a shack on. You said it was about 2 miles from a hotel, yeah?
Yeah, 2 miles. Say, wait a minute. Maybe I could tell Andy that this cabin is part of the hotel property and entitles him to all the hotel facilities.
Mm.
Yeah, I'll even take Andy up there. Yeah, Shorty, you done give me my angle there.
Yeah, he might even like it. Oh, you can have great sport in the mountains, Kingfish. In fact, a few years ago, I went out west to climb the Rocky Mountains with 6 other fellas. Oh, yeah, they were all big 200-pounders.
Mm, sure enough.
Oh, yeah. When we got to the foot of the Rockies, we all took the mountain climber's oath. And then for our mutual protection, we was all tied together with a rope. I was the first one to reach the top of the mountain, and the others were strung out right behind me. And then it happened.
What happened?
I looked back and I seen the bottom man had slipped. Yeah, his weight dragged down the man ahead of him. And as I watched, I seen one after the other lose their grip. I realized then it was up to me.
Well, holy smoke, what did you do?
Well, I braced myself between two big boulders. I grabbed hold of a tree and I swung myself. I locked my arms and feet around the great big. I knew I had to reach up and I grabbed that. I cut the rope.
Well, Andy, after a delightful train trip, you are now standing on the beautiful grounds of the Mountain Hill Hotel. Just look at that beautiful panorama there.
Yeah, good-looking hotel, all right, Kingfish. I guess it gets pretty crowded up around here when the place open up, huh?
Oh, yes, Andy. It's known as the playground for the idle rich.
Has they got any playground for the idle poor?
Well, think of it, Andy. You get the summer home so you can get away from it all.
Say, do I get one of them pretty little cabins there near the main hotel?
No, you get more privacy than that, Andy.
Oh, boy. This is really high-class stuff up around here, huh? How about the linen for the bed?
Oh, nothing to worry about, Andy. The maid turns your sheets over every day. Yeah, you ain't got nothing to worry about.
Yeah, well, when do they change them?
Twice a week there's change. You get the sheets from the fellow next door and he gets yours.
Tell me this. What was this stuff you was telling me about the private bath?
Well, I'll explain that to you, Andy. That means that if you was taking a bath and another fellow walks in there, it's against the rules of the hotel for him to climb in there with you, you see?
Yeah, well, where is this cabin that you was telling me about, Kingfish?
Well, follow me, Andy. Roll up your plants leg, and we'll be there in 15 minutes. Come on, here we go.
Oh, listen, Kingfish. We done walked for an hour over barbed wire fences and waded through two streams, and now you show me this busted-down old log cabin.
Andy, what is you talking about? This is rustic. This is antique. This is the last word in fine living.
Oh, look at it. The roof is sagging, the walls is buckled there, the porch is done caved in. Kingfish, I thought you had to be a veteran to get a place as bad as this.
Well, now, don't forget, it's going to look better when you get it fixed up with a few of your own personal touches in here, like some window panes, a roof, and some stuff like that.
Yeah. And the location. It must be 2 miles from the hotel.
Well, you ain't got nothing to worry about, Anna. The hotel sends a chambermaid over here every morning to dust up the cabin.
Well, she better have a compass on the end of her dust mop or she'll never find a place.
Well, I'm telling you, Anna, this is the favorite cabin of the whole hotel from a privacy standpoint.
How much it cost?
This is the cooperative cabin, Anna. For $250, you get it for the rest of your life.
$250 for this broke-down cabin?
Well, I'll admit, Anna, that it's only worth $240 if it didn't have the historic value that it's got.
What kind of historic value has this thing got?
And it was on that front porch that George Washington made his historic Gettysburg Address.
George Washington?
You see that stump out there?
Yeah.
That was the cherry tree, Andy.
Well, now that put a different angle on the thing. Yeah, I like this place. Especially after knowing about Washington.
Well, give me the $250 and here's the deed to the property.
Yeah, let's complete this transaction, because I got to get back to town and have supper with Amos.
You know, Andy, I would bring some of my personal stuff up here, like an overstuffed chair, reading lamps, and some little tables and stuff.
Yeah, well, tell me something. Would you put the furniture in there like it is, or would you put a floor in there first?
Come in, Henry.
Well, what's the matter with you, Kingfish? From the expression on your face, you look like you was in a dilemma.
Well, 4 days ago, I sold Andy that old broke-down shack that I had up in the country. I told him it was a historical place.
Yes, he told me the other day that he bought it for $250.
Yes, Andy's very happy with the place. He's going around town now trying to buy furniture and everything else to take up there. And now I just get a letter from the hotel saying they're going to build a golf course up there and they will give me $500 for the lot.
Well... You know, Andy is so crazy about that place, I don't see how you're going to get it back.
There must be something. As the old saying goes, where there's an Andy, there's always a way.
Lady, listen. Here's your chance to get a heavy-duty aluminum two-quart covered saucepan at half the retail price. It's famous Regal aluminum ware, a gleaming kitchen beauty and a joy to cook with. Regalware is pure aluminum, sunray finished inside, silver bright outside, built for years of service. This magnificent saucepan has a black Bakelite handle that stays cool and a snug-fitting cover with a Bakelite knob. Now you can get it at a saving of 50% if you act quickly. Now here's what you do. Send two wrappers or box tops from any of these Lever products. Rinso, Spry, Lifebuoy, Swan, Silver Dust, Lux, or Lux Flakes, together with $1 to Lever Brothers Company, Box 1, New York City. That's Lever Brothers Company, Box 1, New York City. Shipment will be made within 3 weeks post-paid. This offer is limited to the United States, Alaska, and Hawaii, and is subject to state and local regulations. The store where you buy your Lever products has handy order blanks and complete details about this great Lever Buy 2 sale. Send for your Regal aluminum saucepan right away.
Stonewall, I want to see you about a little legal matter.
Well, come on in, Kingfish. I'll be through here in just a second. I've just been going over the facts in the case I've been handling.
Oh, what kind of case?
I was defending the burlesque queen the other day. The police objected to her dance. And I told the court it was just an artistic trial. And to prove my point, I told the judge, I said, join the court. Go over to the burlesque theater and so you can see her do the dance in person.
Well, did it prove your case when the judge went in the theater to see her?
I don't know. That was 2 days ago and he ain't come out yet.
Well, now listen, Stonewall. Here's what I want to see you about. I done sold Andy a no-good lot with a broke-down cabin on it up in the mountains for $250 that I bought years ago. Now, Andy crazy about the place. And now I just got a letter from the hotel saying they won't buy the lot so they can build a golf course up there. They pay me $500 for the thing.
And now you won't get the lot back from Andy, is that the thing?
Yeah, but I don't know how to go about it.
Oh. Well, if I had the lot, I'd sell it to you quick, because since I passed 40, I can't stand the altitude in the mountains.
Hey, wait a minute. Andy's over 40.
I'll tell him the altitude is dangerous at his age.
Yeah. That ought to do the trick.
You know, this whole thing started when my wife jumped on me and bawled me out for buying the lot in the first place.
Yeah. You know, I can't understand why so many married fellas like you is always getting in trouble. I was married 15 years ago, and I've been perfectly happy ever since. And you know why that is? Because on our honeymoon to Bermuda, my wife's done something that has made my life delightfully blissful and happy ever since.
That's wonderful. What did you do?
He fell overboard.
Well, now I just got to convince Andy that he is too old to go up in that altitude in the mountains. Oh, yeah, he comes. Come in, Brother Andy. I've just been sitting here resting my eyes a little. Been doing a lot of reading lately.
Yeah, what you reading, Kingfish?
Well, I done read a medical book that's really interesting to me, and I think it ought to be interesting to you, too.
What was the name of the medical book?
Life Begins to End at 40. wonderful thing, wonderful reading. The book was written by a very immigrant physician.
What was the nutshell of the thing?
Well, it seemed that the most dangerous thing for a man over 40 is high altitude. They discovered that when the Empire State Building was up.
Oh, they did, huh?
Yeah, they got their first inkling of it when the elevators would arrive at the 102nd floor with dead operators. they found out that all the operators was over 40, but they still didn't know the medical reason for the mess.
Well, how did they get the medical angle on it?
They had a 39-year-old male brother to take the trip. And when he got up to the top, he discovered that he was breathing half air and half altitude.
Say, Kingfish, you know, something just recurred to me here. That place you sold me up in the mountains has got a lot of altitude, ain't it?
Well, you know, I never thunk of that. That's 80,000 feet altitude. look at it this way, Andy. You'll have a nice vacation as long as you last. Put it that way.
Yeah, I guess I is at a dangerous age, all right.
Well, Andy, at your age, you may look all right on the outside, but on the inside, your infernal organs is suffering from the 40-year truth.
Yeah, but you know, of course, I might be the exception to the rule. I might be in good shape.
Andy, let me give you a little superficial examination here. Just see how you is, sure? I'd like to listen to your heart. Open your shirt there, will you, Andy?
Okay.
Still got on your winter underwear, huh?
Yeah, when I gets in bed, I want to be warm.
Andy, hold your stomach down here a little so I can get my ear in there.
All right. Is that better?
Now, quiet now. Either your heart ain't beating or that underwear is acting as a muffler. Something. Wait a minute. I hear something. Yeah, you alive, all right.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, but it don't sound too good, Andy. If I was you, from now on, I'd carry a stretcher with me. Because on top of everything else, I noticed a little ping in your liver there.
I guess I was in bad shape, all right.
Yeah, I want to give you the gallbladder test. Let me listen to that there, will you? Jump up and down there, will you, Andy? Jump up and down.
All right. Here I go.
Brother Andy, you got any marbles in your pocket?
No, I ain't, no.
Oh, I tell you, Andy, when you get over 40, things will start to go wrong with you. To sum up your condition, Andy, it's all right for you to take your kidney and gallstones up into altitude, but I certainly leave my heart and liver at sea level. That's what I mean.
Well, this is all very discouraging to me, all right. And the thing that makes me feel bad is that I feel so good.
Yeah, well, now look, Andy, I have a little conscience strict about selling you that lot with all that altitude on it. Tell you what I'll do. I'll give you your money back and take the lot off your hands.
No, Kingfish. I like that place up there, and I'll try it for a while, see how I feel. Thanks, anyway. See you later, Kingfish. So long.
Well, that didn't work. Now I gotta find some other way to make him sell me back that lot.
Come in, Amos. Come in.
Yeah, well, what you so upset about, Andy?
Oh, I just got a letter stating that the property that I bought from the Kingfish has got $600 in back taxes due that I gotta pay.
Here come the Kingfish now.
Yeah. Well, hello there, boys. How is you?
Come in here.
Hi, Kingfish.
Say, listen, Kingfish, I've been thinking over all that stuff about that altitude and everything, and, you know, I has done decided to sell that lot back to you, like you say.
Okay, Andy, I got your money right here. Here's your money back. Just what you paid me. Amos, you can witness the deal.
Okay with me.
Yeah, well, thanks, Kingfish, and here's the deed to the thing.
Kingfish, you look kind of happy.
Well, I is, Amos. Brother Ender, I done outsmarted you again. I got a letter from the hotel up there saying they was willing to pay me $500 for the lot.
What?
So I got tired of you sticking me all year so much, so I was the one that writ you that tax letter saying there was $600 due on the place.
Well, now, wait a minute here, wait a minute.
Now, take it easy, fella. You know, Andy, I got a little tired of the Kingfish sticking you, so I was the one that writ the letter from the hotel offering the Kingfish $500 for the lot.
You know, after listening to that Kingfish, I am so glad there's one man around here you can count on.
You mean me, Andy?
You, Amos? No. I mean our announcer, Mr. Lake.
Well, thank you, Andy. It's good to know, too, that millions of women are counting on the fine soap I talk about, New Rinso with Solium. Yes, there's one thing you can be sure of. Rain or shine, indoors or out, New Rinso puts sunshine in your wash. White clothes come whiter than new. Washable colors even brighter than new. Try New Rinso's safe, soapy rich suds. Get a package of New Rinso with the red Solium label. That's New Rinso with Solium.
Good night, folks.
See you next Tuesday.
Here's great news. Doctors prove Life Boy Health Soap with its purifying ingredient gets skin cleaner. Stops B.O. as no other leading soap can. Doctors compared Lifebuoy and other leading soaps in 820 tests. These tests prove refreshing mild Lifebuoy gets skin cleaner, gives top 24-hour protection against B.O. Get Lifebuoy right away.
American world trade in the next few years is going to be of increasing importance to every one of us. The products you make are sold abroad, and the products of other nations are sold here. So our prosperity and theirs depends in good part on a healthy interchange of trade. World trade makes good neighbors. Be sure to be with us next Tuesday at the same time when Lever Brothers Company, the makers of New Rinso with Solium, will again present the Amos and Andy Show. Until then, this is Art Gilmore saying goodnight to all of you from all of us.